You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
For the second time in 6 months, Nuggets guard Ty Lawson has been arrested for driving under the influence. Correspondent Bruce Morton reports.
Tuesday morning, Lawson was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in Los Angeles. This comes on the heels of a January DUI arrest in Denver. Conditions of his bond from that bust included no consumption of alcohol. He's been the subject of trade speculation since the end of last season, and while Lawson may have been third in the NBA in assists in 2014-15, finding a team that wants him just became more difficult. By way of an official statement, the Nuggets would only say they're aware of the situation. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Jurors have begun deliberating in the trial of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes. The panel of nine women and three men started discussing whether Holmes was legally insane when he killed 12 people during a crowded midnight movie premiere 3 years ago. His attorneys say he was in the grips of a psychotic breakdown and couldn't tell right from wrong. Prosecutors say Holmes was legally sane when he methodically planned and carried out the attack. If jurors find Holmes was legally insane, he'll be committed to a mental hospital indefinitely. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Iraq's government has announced tomorrow will be an official holiday due to a scorching heat wave. Temperatures have already topped 122 degrees Fahrenheit in some provinces. And some Iraqis do not have electricity. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
That is the section of the event that is most important to me. Of the whole hour.
Hi, I'm Jill Peters of Wakeard Realty. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime.
At that point, we go to like a 5-minute break, and then we do the news again, and the weather, and the commercial break. So we come back again at around 3:35,
or your failure.
And it goes to 3:45.
I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and some of the county areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience can be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reaction in their own words.
Doing this, the palace event and whatever.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
We just work with. You could talk about that during that session.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction the money.
So, like, if we happen to river into that during that session, that's still okay. You know, because I still think it means a lot to the nonprofits to hear about how hands-on you are with them, you know?
And make them my own.
And then from 3:45 to 3:57 or so, that's another 10 minutes. And normally what I ask is what's going on in the future.
Finally,
you have other things on the events coming up. You can talk about other things that you're
not
doing.
Any speed bumps
and
along
if we end
the way,
early again,
the end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer
between.
Experience.
I'm going to talk about the palace directly. I'm going to talk about it, tell people where to go, and also explain. You know, Michelle Sikirka is now our morning keynote. That's pretty exciting. Did you think that was great or what?
Thanks for your time.
She's the president of
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care.
We actually gotta let him go.
No, it's okay. Need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511
because I love him to death, but we have all kinds of stuff going on with him.
Or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Yeah, we really wanted to take the opportunity to have Michelle.
Sure, no. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
If she'll do it, oh my God,
Center.
Yeah, that's so great.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families and for families. Inside
so she's
our
bring
circle
in
of
some
care,
about,
we offer
like,
coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and, more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and, more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:10 on July 15th. I hope you're having a great day. I'm going to give you an update if you happen to be in the New Jersey area today, listening live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. We're streaming across the nation. But again, if you're in this area, this afternoon, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mainly before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 61 degrees. Thursday, sunny all day with a high of 83. And then Thursday night, clear with a low about 57. Friday is going to be mostly sunny again with a high of 82. And then a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low about 63 on Friday night. And then Saturday, it's only 30% chance of precipitation, high of 86. And then same through the night with a low about 68. Showers and thunderstorms continuing just about 30% with a high of 89 on Sunday, and then through the night about down to 70 degrees. So that's the weather forecast. It's my pleasure to introduce you today to someone we've been talking about, especially from Unity Bank. We've been mentioning for the last couple of weeks there's an upcoming event specifically for nonprofits going to be held on October 8th at the Palace at Somerset Park, and Unity Bank is one of the premier sponsors, and their marketing director and vice president Rosemary Fellner is here in studio today. Thanks so much for coming in, Rosemary.
Hi, Jeannie. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. I want to let everybody know before we start that there is an event. You can look it up if you go to mariahmedia.com. You'll be able to register if you're a nonprofit for this event. It is Best Practices for Nonprofits. We have an extremely talented group of speakers. We have Michelle Sikirka, who's the president and CEO of New Jersey Business and Industry Association, as the morning keynote. And then we have Ellen Nardoni from Flemington Car and Truck Country. She's also the trustee for the Paul Nardoni Foundation, which supports Robert Wood Johnson and the Somerset Medical Center in the past for cancer research. And then it's CEU credits being provided by Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training, with a presentation on funding and getting grant money from the state for those nonprofits that are New Jersey-based, being presented by Leah Pontani. And then our keynote speaker in the afternoon is our Hunterdon County resident. He is the owner of Flemington Car and Truck Country, founder of that. He's the chairman of the Somerset Patriots, an award-winning filmmaker and philanthropist. And he's going to talk about what does it take to differentiate your nonprofit from others so that people, benefactors, will provide funding to you. And so much more, all brought by Unity. So Unity, Rosemary, tell us a little bit about yourself and about Unity Bank, because you're so supportive to the nonprofits and other businesses in the state of New Jersey.
Well, we are a regional community bank. We have 15 branches across Central Jersey. One is in the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania. And you know, we're very committed to our communities, and small businesses, you know, are really, you know, our focus. And nonprofits are some of the most important small businesses in our community. You know, we'd like to think that, you know, we can take all the expertise and our experience with working with and partnering with small businesses and helping nonprofits to be more successful as small businesses, especially, you know, in the last few years. We see that a lot. The nonprofits really need support and help. A lot of their staffs are volunteers. They're very dedicated. You know, they work. It always impresses me with the partners that we work with, you know, how tireless a lot of the nonprofits work. So we want to help them to be as successful as they can, and they really, you know, need to run as a small business, especially with funding cuts and things like that that they've experienced. So we like to, you know, bring our expertise to help them be more successful. And in turn, that helps our communities be more successful. And, you know, when our communities are more successful, then we're more successful too. So, you know, we feel it's all, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. And that's a big part of what, you know, we feel is our responsibility as a community bank to bring to the community.
That is a massive distinction, I think, of when it comes to being a community bank and being hands-on. I know you mentioned that in your different branches, each of them have the ability to kind of call out or feature one special nonprofit a month. Is that right? Talk about that for a minute.
Well, we have a featured business. So we're all about promoting our customers, our small business customers and our nonprofits. So we do have a featured business in each branch, and that can be a nonprofit because, like I said, we treat them as some of our most special small businesses. So if a customer or a nonprofit is working with one of our branches, then we have a nice area where we feature that person, whether it's a product or the services that they do to the community. But then we also do a nice little video slide that we can put on all of the branches. So, you know, if it's something that affects our whole footprint, it'll go on all the TVs. If it's maybe county, it'll go on just the TVs in those branches. So, you know, we like to try to promote our customers and our nonprofits, you know, to our customers too, because we also feel that's a service to our customers, to let our customers know, here's what's going on in your area, here's the events that you can go to support the services that are being provided in your community, you know, so with, you know, all of that, being able to use our exposure to our customers to help them learn more about their communities too.
It's invaluable for both, like you say. I mean, just letting them know what is going on and helping those that have the event going on get promoted. I mean, I just can't imagine anything more valuable than that. We're going to go to our first break. This is Talented People. It's already 3:16 on July 15th. We hope you're having a great day. Stay with us. Thanks for listening.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Jody Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, huntertonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Okay, welcome back to the show. We're talking today to Rosemary Fellner. She is the Vice President and Marketing Director for Unity Bank. And their headquarters is out of Clinton, New Jersey, and they serve pretty much central New Jersey across the state.
Yes.
We're talking about specifically the event that's coming up on October 8th at the Palace at Somerset Park. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, we're very excited to be a sponsor of this event because it is about best practices. It's about helping nonprofits get the most out of, you know, all, some of the different factions that and things that they have to do in the community. We're excited to come together and meet a lot of new nonprofits and see what other work is being done. I mean, we're connected with, you know, probably a couple hundred nonprofits across our whole footprint, but I know that there are, you know, there are many in our state that are helping people. So the event, it's going to be nice for our group to come and meet and see different things. We're excited to be a sponsor because we think that the information that's being provided will be helpful, help the nonprofits to be, you know, more successful. The keynote speaker, I think that's a really interesting piece, too, to have Steve Gallifer talk about, you know, what does a benefactor want? You know, so the nonprofits can see from the point of the people who are giving, you know, what are they looking for to help them make sure that when they're presenting their proposals and things like that, that they're able to, you know, present it in a light that puts them in the best light. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times when we go to nonprofits, because they do have volunteer staffs and things like that, you know, you see all the great work that they're doing and you're like, wow, we want to help you get this out there and get it out there in the right way. And that's why we really enjoy promoting you know, the nonprofits that we work with within our group. And I think that the best practices will hopefully help more nonprofits get their word out, too.
Absolutely. And it's interesting about Steve Gallifer. He's so generous. And I've heard that he gets approached at minimum 200 times a month, at minimum, with all of the different organizations, like I know Unity Bank as well. There's people out there who are doing amazing things, and yet some of them, you know, it's competitive because how much can you give? How much? What is that? What is that turn key that makes someone say, I want to help this organization? And I know there are, like, some of the sensible things we would know where basically, you know, are you approaching a person with the same, you know, channel as far as like, what do they love to do for the community? Are you in that place? Because if it fits right, you have a much better chance of getting, you know, that funding. And at the same point, there's people who need to hear the message. And a lot of times I think nonprofits are afraid to go up and stand up and tell them what they're doing. And like you said, you want to go there because you want to hear what's new and out there that you don't know about.
Yes.
And so I think it's interesting. I can't wait. Michelle Sikirka is the keynote in the morning now. She's the president and CEO of New Jersey Business and Industry Association. And she was saying that when she saw the agenda and she was like, wow, this is something to not be missed by the nonprofits. Because with the CEU credits, how to write grants, the public television connection, because the station manager, executive producer, and director over at the Princeton television show, George McCullough, he's actually also going to present a piece on how a nonprofit can get matched up with a filmmaker and actually have a little documentary created in a video format that's done professionally to help them get their messaging out so that, you know, when they are standing up and trying to get, you know, supporters, that it's done in the best way possible. But if you put all those things together and try to, you know, get the meetings with the Steve Gallifer, get in front of this and learn about the grant writing, continue credits and so on, it could take you a whole year to get it done, and we can get it done in one day now.
I mean, I think that is really important. Like you said, we get approached by a lot of nonprofits and probably 200 a month. That's probably not that far off of the amount of requests we get, maybe more.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
And it is difficult for us too, because we want to give as much as we can to as many people as we can. And, you know, it's a process all in itself, just looking over all of the requests from nonprofits and different groups and community groups and, you know, how can we help these people and, you know, how much can we help each one with? And what's presented to us often is what helps us make those decisions. So I think that's why I'm excited about the event, because help people, you know, the nonprofits, to see, you know, how do they put themselves in the best light? Because we're always looking at, okay, you know, what is the impact of this organization? How widespread is it? How does it match with our footprints? Is it something that our customers are going to feel is near and dear to their heart, so that, you know, we can match up what we're giving with that's, you know, that's what our communities want. And then we also try to look at, when people are presenting things, you know, ways people are, some of the nonprofits are very creative, and how can we help them? Because we can write certain amount of checks for sure, but then there's also, well, you know, we'd love to help people in other ways sometimes too. Maybe it is not always just how much we can give in a check, but on top of that, can we promote you as a featured business? You know, are you having an event that we can help get more people to that event? You know, we feel that a lot of what we can do as a community bank is to help raise awareness and help bring people. And so when we're looking over, you know, a lot of those requests, that information coming to us is important, you know, not necessarily just how much is the amount of a sponsorship, but are there other ways that we can help, that we can help engage people, you know, with your event or your fundraising or whatever you're doing, so that, you know, we can feel, well, you know, we can give this much, but we can also do this and this for you. We could offer you some service of making flyers or different things like that, that we can help, so that we can, you know, add some value to our help to you, that's in addition to monetary help.
Right, and that goes as far as also to your strengthful and popular social media activity on Facebook and so on for your nonprofits, because that goes right back to it again. I mean, those things that you do to create that visibility in that whole universe that exists, a lot of people don't even know exists, really is something of value.
Yes, I mean, we just finished up a big promotion called Join Forces, where the bank joined forces with 19 different local nonprofits. And what we did was allow customers that were opening accounts during this the time of the promotion to select one of those nonprofits to $25 was donated on their behalf from the bank. But that also exposed everybody that came in and opened an account, not just to the one that they selected, but to all the other ones. And then we had a social media contest where we had all of those 19 nonprofits on a social media contest and helped promote them, put them out on posts and things where the public was able to vote. And the ones that were in the top of each pillar, we had child services, education, housing, and animal advocacy. And the nonprofit that got the most votes at the top of the pillar got a larger donation, but all of the nonprofits in each pillar got a donation. So total, we gave out $18,000. But it was also about raising awareness. You know, we were able to get that word out to all of our constituents, all our followers on our social media and their friends, and they did the same for us too. So it was, you know, it was a nice partnership. And this week we went around and delivered a lot of checks, and it was really heartwarming to see that the partners that we work with really, you know, we really have a partnership. We feel they're a partner and they feel that we're their partner. They were all very gracious and happy to have been part of the promotion, and not just to receive the check, but also that, you know, we helped raise awareness for them, and that, you know, we took the time to really integrate the whole promotion into the community and into everything we did. You know, we had our employees involved. We just, you know, we were really proud of the campaign because of everything that it did, and the feedback that we got was really great.
No, it's wonderful. Just want to let everybody know out there, we're talking about, the person that you're listening to is Rosemary Fellner, and she's the marketing director, vice president for Unity Bank here, located out of Clinton, New Jersey, if you're in the Hunterdon County area, being that this is the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio streaming live. I wanted to mention that we're going to go to our break, and then we get back, we're going to be talking more about Unity Bank. And I just want to remind everyone out there, if you are a nonprofit and you're New Jersey based, and if you're small and starting out, and you need to network and learn from the lessons from the leaders, then join us on October 8th at the Palace at Somerset Park. You can go online at Mariah Media, that's two R's, .com to sign up. And you can also go to Eventbrite and look it up. It's the Palace at Somerset Park. Best practices for nonprofits. An amazing lineup. And you can sign up and register now. Space is limited. And so we're going to go to our break. We'll be right back and continue learning more about how Unity Bank supports the nonprofits so much.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama just held a press conference on the Iran nuclear deal.
We cut off every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear program.
But Congress must still approve it, and many are against it, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
So my hope is that we're going to be able to convince enough of our Democratic colleagues to join us in this effort. Without them, we can't stop it.
He spoke earlier to Fox News, and some Democrats are skeptical, including New York Representative Steve Israel, who says a lot of questions remain.
Lifting of the embargo on conventional arms and missiles. The IAEA verification process.
Earlier today, Vice President Joe Biden held a meeting with congressional Democrats to discuss the deal. Greece's parliament is expected to vote later today on the austerity bill required to get a new bailout package. But many members are slamming the agreement Greece reached with its European creditors. This is USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye, hear ye!
Now they just go to christianpress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with christianpress.com. christianpress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me yours.
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's already 3:32 on July 15th. I can't believe it's July 15th, actually. Seems like the seasons just fly by here. I'll be going January, and like, oh my gosh. So we're talking about October, and as a matter of fact, right now, we're talking about Unity Bank's sponsorship of this amazing best practices nonprofit event being held there at the Palace. And you can sign up and register online. You can go to Eventbrite. We want you to sign up. The space is limited. I also want to mention another event or two that's coming up. One in particular, it's on October 12th. And this is really exciting as well. The Mariah Foundation has teamed up with Hawk Point Country Club, which is right up there in 31 Washington, New Jersey, member of the 100 Chamber. And they are hosting a golf outing for the Mariah Foundation, which is giving all proceeds over to the St. Peter's healthcare system. And this is the year of the child and so on. So the Mariah Foundation is all about children's charities and so on, is going to be facilitating that event. You can go on to the mariahfoundation.org to find out how, if you would like to play golf that day, or if you wanted to sponsor or donate a basket or whatever. It's going to be a really good time. A lot of publicity available for that event. And if you're interested, again, go to Mariah with two R's, foundation.org. And then again, so now we're talking about the Palace, and just to recap again real quickly, the president and CEO of New Jersey Business and Industry Association is going to present the keynote for nonprofits. They're New Jersey based. So if you're listening out there and you're saying, you know what, my sister started this amazing nonprofit, because a lot of times people think that a nonprofit has to be like the YMCA or the healthcare system or whatever. But there's individuals out there who are actually very passionate and they're doing amazing things, as Rosemary, the vice president and marketing director of Unity Bank here in studio, just mentioned. And we want to know about you. And we want to give you the opportunity to not only learn about how you might be able to make some amazing strides and get funding and so on, even through the state of New Jersey, you'll be able to actually talk talk with the executives and management from the Unity Bank that are the decision makers on how and how they can help you and how you can get some publicity from their social media and from their actual branches, if nothing else. So if you have a second and you can go and sign up, we'd like to hear from you. And again, you'll get a chance to meet them directly and tell them about what you're doing. And I also wanted to mention one of the cool things. So if you're out there listening and you know of a nonprofit that doesn't know about this information, please share it with them. Because, you know, there's a lot of marketing going on directly to let them know about it. But we just want to make sure that if you're listening, you share it. One other fun part about the day at the Palace is that there's going to be a panel. And on the panel will be our sponsors with their expertise in, like, again, what Steve Califer is going to talk about from the benefactor standpoint is what makes someone loyal and wants to support you and be there for you when you run out of money on the second round or whatever it is that makes that distinction. Steve Califer is going to be the keynote on that. But the panel is going to actually be able to take a listen to 3 to 5 nonprofits that are going to be picked from a drawing, and they're going to be able to present their organization in person to the panel members so that they can actually give some constructive feedback onto what they might want to do for pitching it even better, and give it some direct introductions to some very, very, very powerful people. So we're looking forward to hosting that and for the nonprofits to be getting the support they need so badly. So thank you, Rosemary, for actually being the sponsor of this event, because it is it's a big deal.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that portion of it, too. I think that will be nice to be able to interact with the nonprofits specifically like that. And,
yeah.
The panel is always a nice part to get some audience participation and really hear directly from the nonprofits.
I can't wait to see. So tell us about, because I do know that Unity Bank has one particular program, and it's called the UCARE program. And from a nonprofit perspective, I want everyone out there listening to know about this because it makes so much sense. And so if you want to tell us about it.
Well, we have a program called UCARE. We began it, I think it's about 4 years ago now. And it's a way for us to help figure out which nonprofits our customers want us to support. Kind of the idea for it was born from each month we have a donation committee and going through all of the many requests that we get and trying to say, well, you know, how do we determine who gets more, who gets less, who gets, you know, how can we give the most that we can? And we thought, well, let's come up with a way to have our customers help us determine what is most near and dear to their heart. So we came up with this program called UCARE, and if you're a nonprofit and you bank with us, then you can be you sign up to be a UCARE partner. There's no charge to be a UCARE partner, and then you're our partner. And what we do is all of your supporters who bank with us have the opportunity to check off and say, hey, you know, I want my account to count toward a donation that to this organization because they mean something to me. And each quarter, we give the UCARE partners a donation then based on the balances of all of their supporters that bank with us. The money does not come out of the supporters' accounts. It comes directly from the bank. But it allows us to say, okay, you know, you're a nonprofit. Family Promise is one of our UCARE partners, and they do great work here in Hunterdon and also the chapter in Warren helping families get back integrated into the community, so they can go out to their constituents and let them know, hey, we're a UCARE partner. If you happen to bank at Unity, be sure when you're in there, tell them that, you know, you like us and you want us to get a donation. And then at the end of each quarter, we have a program that runs through and it says, all right, these many people have checked off that they're a supporter of this organization. We add up everything and then they get a check for a percentage of all of the balances. What's nice about it is I know events take a lot of time and planning, and a lot of the nonprofits, that's a lot of, you know, the fundraising. And this is kind of a fundraising effort that's a little different because it keeps giving. Every quarter you get that check. We have close to, I think, maybe a little under 100 UCARE partners, and we have about a dozen or so that are actually earning donations. You know, the program does require that you have at least 15 supporters that bank with us in order to start earning checks. And that helps us to be able to say, okay, well, we have, you know, the larger masses of supporters that are with the bank want to see their, you know, our donations directed toward their causes. But once you do get that word out to the constituents and the supporters of your organization bank with us and check off that they're interested in donations going to you, what's nice is that keeps giving. You know, we have several UCARE partners that every quarter for years now are getting a donation check. And then, and as they get the word out, more supporters choose them, and, you know, and their donations can go up. I mean, we like it because it really helps us to engage with the UCARE partner. We will come out and help them and give them any kind of presentations to their boards or things like that if they need explanation. We also, you know, generally will support a lot of their events and things like that, because that's also a way to help get the UCARE program out. And it's also other ways that we can support them as a partner. We really look at it as a partnership. You know, we feel that if you're a nonprofit and you bank with us, and we, you know, number one, we're giving you, you know, the best service we can possibly give you. I mean, nonprofits have a lot of specific needs. You know, they're, each one is a little different, especially, as you mentioned, a lot of the local ones, which are not, say, national ones. You know, they have some specialized banking needs. And as a bank our size, we're able to go in there and help them and set up things in a certain way. You know, we have some of our nonprofits that we actually help their clients who might need help with establishing financial accounts or things like that that they can't necessarily walk into a bank and do, and we will work with them to help those people, you know, reestablish a financial relationship. So we try to work with each of our nonprofits and UCARE partners in a way that's most beneficial to them. And we just feel like then the UCARE program is kind of a value add on top of that. You know, if you're banking with us as a nonprofit and we're doing a good job for you, then, you know, you'll go out to your constituents and say, hey, we're a partner with this bank. They're doing a good job for us, and you can help us earn more by telling them that you like us. And we like to think that, you know, a lot of our UCARE partners, they have customers who already bank at Unity Bank.
Right.
They have, you know, supporters who already bank at Unity Bank. So then if they go out, their supporters who are already banking with us, all they have to do is come in and say, hey, I heard that my cause, you know, my favorite cause here in town is a UCARE partner, and we will designate that account. And then hopefully some of their other constituents will say, I want to look into that and see what, you know, this bank is doing for my organization, and see what they have to offer me so I can help them more too. I think in today's rate environment where everything, you know, rates are pretty much the same all the way around, and when you're looking at opening bank accounts and you say, wow, you know, how much interest am I going to earn? We feel like this is another way for you to feel like, okay, well, it's worth banking at Unity Bank because they're also helping my organization. They're helping my community, you know, so a portion of my, you know, my account's counting toward a donation that they're giving to an organization that means a lot to me. So, you know, we welcome any nonprofits that are interested to talk to us about the UCARE program. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's value, you know, we feel it's a value add to all the other partnership and services that we can do for a nonprofit.
Oh, I think it's so innovative. And I think that a nonprofit, like you said, there, you know, events and, you know, even the golf outings and the same old, you know, there, it takes a lot of work, and there are a lot of people doing these things. And so if you're able to focus on your passion, that's actually Jeannie Murphy PR tagline is, you focus on your passion, we'll focus on you, right? It's kind of like what you're doing. You're saying, you know, go and just do what you're doing good. And, you know, at the same time, if you are able to share this with your people, then you're going to be able to be receiving money, and you don't have to have an event like that if you just do it right, which I think is amazing. It's a huge opportunity for a nonprofit.
I think you need all different ways. I mean, I know that it's kind of like same thing as we tell our sales force, you know, it's another tool in mm-hmm. the tool belt.
You know,
you need your events, you need your outings, you need your things. UCARE is just another way that a nonprofit can, you know, have revenue source for
it's just
donations.
Yeah, I think it's worth calling out too, only because, you know, we are, as people, I mean, I'm talking about a nonprofit or a person, thrown at so many programs and so on that kind of get a little numb to listening to what it is. You know, it just sounds like if you're on the phone with your cable company or something. But this program is worth really taking a second to call out, like we just did, and let people know about it, especially the nonprofits that, you know, are looking. And also where to place their business is a big decision, because if you're not thinking ahead and thinking a little bit bigger as to what offerings, like you said, if all the rates are the same, what's going to make you different? All of those benefits are totally worth calling out on this show, Talented People, by the way. It's already 3:44 in the afternoon on July 15th. This conversation, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're speaking with Rosemary Fellner. She's the Marketing Director and Vice President for Unity Bank. So we'll be right back. We're going to our last break. Thanks so much for listening in.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Okay, welcome back to the end of the show already. It's already 3:52, if you can believe it, on July 15th. I hope you enjoyed listening today. We had so much to go over with Rosemary Fellner from Unity Bank. She was talking about, and I'll recap to everybody again, the event that's coming up. It's called Best Practices for Nonprofits, Lessons from the Leaders at the Palace at Somerset Park on October 8th. It's a full-day event, beginning in the morning with a keynote presentation by Michelle Sikirka. She's going to come back on the radio again and talk about what she'll be sharing with you on that day if you're a nonprofit. And then there's presentations by Leah Pontani, who is the executive director at Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training. And they're all about teaching and guiding and educating on how you can create a board. It's difficult to maintain a board for a nonprofit, but you can learn about that. You can also learn about how to go about getting grants and funding from the state of New Jersey, which can be done right through Mercer Institute of Technology and Management Training. They could do it for you there. So we want you to hear about that and also earn CEU credits on this day, special day. There'll be a presentation by George McCullough, who's the station manager, executive producer, and director at Princeton Community Television, talking about how if you're a nonprofit, you can actually be teamed up with a filmmaker that can make your communication and marketing messaging better. And then create a documentary, a video for you for your website and for your use as promoting your nonprofit. And then there'll be a small presentation by Mariah Media giving out a couple hand-selected awards, just recognizing some outstanding work in the communities. And then a panel where there'll be a couple different pitches of nonprofits right in front of a panel of experts who are used to being pitched. So there'll be feedback. And as a presenter, if you qualify for that, you have to register by September 1st online at mariahmedia.com to be in the drawing. You might end up with some support, but you're definitely going to get visibility, that's for sure, and feedback. And then our final keynote in the afternoon is by Steve Califer. And as all the Hunterdon County residents know Steve Califer for his generosity, his philanthropy, for the outstanding and incredible work he does, both with the Somerset Patriots, many other teams, by the way, in the state of New Jersey, Flemington Car and Truck Country, and he's an award-winning filmmaker. He's going to talk about what makes a nonprofit different, and as well as Ellen Nardone, who's going to talk about actually differentiating your marketing messages and so on, because she's an award-winning nonprofit as well, doing work for Robert Wood Johnson Somerset Medical Center System. So, Rosemary, you're bringing this event along with Mariah Media to the state of New Jersey 501, not only 501 restricted, but I would say nonprofits. You can find out if you qualify online and sign up at Mariah Media with two R's. Thank you so much for bringing this out. It's going to be such an amazing day. And is there anything else you'd like to share with everybody out there?
Thanks for having us today, and we're really looking forward to the event. We're looking forward to meeting nonprofits and also hopefully learning some things, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. So we welcome you to share this information. You can listen to the rewind later on tonight and throughout the weekend, and then the archives will be available if you want to share with your favorite nonprofit. There's also sponsorship availability if you would like to sponsor your favorite nonprofit to attend the event. Just get in touch with us at mariahmedia.com. It's going to be a great day, and just want to let you know, if you're staying through for the next hour of Talented People from 4 to 5, we're going to go over the events again and just bring you up to date on what's going on with Mariah Media. Stand by. We'll be right back with Talented People.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama just held a press conference on the Iran nuclear deal.
We cut off every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear program.
But Congress must still approve it, and many are against it, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
So my hope is that we're going to be able to convince enough of our Democratic colleagues to join us in this effort. Without them, we can't stop it.
He spoke earlier to Fox News, and some Democrats are skeptical, including New York Representative Steve Israel, who says a lot of questions remain.
Lifting of the embargo on conventional arms and missiles. The IAEA verification process.
Earlier today, Vice President Joe Biden held a meeting with congressional Democrats to discuss the deal. Greece's parliament is expected to vote later today on the austerity bill required to get a new bailout package. But many members are slamming the agreement Greece reached with its European creditors. This is USA Headline News.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your wait.
What? 50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
While many Iranians celebrated the tentative nuclear deal between Washington and Tehran, it was a time of heartbreak for the wife of one of the Americans being held there. USA's John Clemens reports.
Negma Abedini, the wife of American pastor Saeed, was deeply disappointed that the deal with Iran did not include the release of her husband, who has been held in jail in Tehran for almost 3 years. She said she was heartbroken.
Well, I was heartbroken because I've been watching the news like everyone else, checking every hour to see the result of the deal. And I was hoping that if a deal was reached, that somehow my husband's release would be secured. Now, I know that our government has said that they had brought up Saeed's case on the sidelines. I had hoped even on the sidelines they would have secured Saeed's release.
President Obama had told the Abedini family face-to-face that he considered the release of Pastor Saeed a top priority. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Congressional investigators say phony applicants that signed up last year under President Obama's health care law got automatically re-enrolled for 2015, and some were rewarded with even bigger taxpayer subsidies for their insurance. Healthcare.gov does not appear to be set up to detect fraud, according to the Government Accountability Office. They testified before a Senate committee. The Federal Reserve is likely to raise interest rates later in the year, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen tells the House Financial Services Committee the Reserve is apt to raise a key interest rate by the end of the year. Yellen says increasing the federal funds rate
will signal how much progress the economy has made in healing from the trauma of the financial crisis.
The Fed's benchmark rate has been at a record low near zero since December 2008. That means borrowing rates for consumers and businesses have also been at historic lows. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Civilian groups suspicious of a U.S. military training exercise are patrolling a Texas town where fears of martial